This goes to Amanda Lear, L-E-A-R-P-A-C. Fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Francis, it's F-R-A-N-C-E-S Mills, M-I-L-L-S. Date of birth 12/5/1932. Dear Amanda, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Mills with stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, and Sjogren's syndrome. Her last visit was January 23rd of this year. Her weight is stable. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Minimal dyspnea on exertion. None at rest. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No oxygen use. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the spironolactone 25 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, also propranolol is 20 milligram twice a day, amlodipine 10 milligram daily, baby aspirin 81 milligram daily, and hydroxychloroquine or Plaquenil is 200 milligrams twice a day. And she takes several supplements. Physical examination, weight 166 pounds, pulse 64 and regular, and blood pressure 120 over 58. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without rails or without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, no ascites, and no edema. Labs? Most recent lab studies were done July 19th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.88, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 25. Albumin 4.5, calcium 9. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 5.0. The range for stage 4 chronic kidney disease for phosphorus is 3.0 to 5.5. Hemoglobin 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no pericarditis, no volume overload. 2, Sjogren's syndrome treated with Plaquenil. 3, hypertension is well controlled. And 4, proteinuria. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.